All right, so today we are going to be doing things differently on this episode. I have Miracle back on here. I kind of wanted to freestyle and talk about some deep shit that I feel like a lot of people might experience in their lifetime after losing some money. The whole idea of mediums and like afterlife and I really needed somebody to sit down and talk with me about this because he was kind of there for the whole experience I had with a medium that I still currently have with a medium. And me and him are always just trying to figure out like what's the real tea? Like, do they
Like, is it
exist?
legit? Like, that's really like the
Is it
question.
legit?
You know, it sounds like a really good like concept, you know, like a medium, and it's like, oh yeah, like this person is going to, you know,
Talk.
communicate to the people that you're missing.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds great.
Sounds great.
You know, it could be argued it sounds too good to be true.
Too good to be true. So you're telling me, and by the way, this is really no disrespect. Like, I'm really just trying to challenge this idea. You're telling me that you have a way for our dead loved ones to come to you and give you all the answers. What went wrong with me that I don't have that privilege?
Well, that's honestly like the first question that I would have. Like,
Yeah.
when it comes to this whole medium thing, like, it's just like, if you're gonna come to anybody to talk to me, like, wouldn't it be easiest to come to me to talk to me?
Correct.
Like, at a, like, I don't
Why
know,
do
like
we
a
need a
dream.
third party? Like,
I don't know. So that's really the whole spiel. But I guess let's kind of get into like
our story with
what
it.
exactly is our
Okay. This is
experience.
a very wild story, so be ready. So, before Francesco passed away, and I think I might have talked about this in season one, me and him were sitting down talking, and he said to me that if something happens to him, which he's pretty sure that something is going to happen to him and he's going to pass away, he is going to make sure that he does whatever he can, and he's going to promise me, and we literally promised each other, that he would find a way to speak to me, even if with him on the other side, right? Now, when he said that to me, I was like very in the moment. I'm like, yes, like same here. But like, I think deep down inside, I'm like, I'm not really sure that's
It's kind of like
possible.
how.
It's like, how? Like, I love the
Yeah.
promise. So, long story short, I get this DM, this Instagram DM. And this was like, when was it?
I want to say like the end of the summer,
No, because this was
middle of
going on through
summer.
the summer.
Maybe it was, yeah. I don't think it was the beginning. It was somewhere like
Maybe like
end of
June,
June.
last
End of
June.
June. Yeah, end of June.
So, a year ago, I get this DM. And as you guys
Finally.
know, I really wasn't on social media. So I would just check in like here and there. And randomly, like one of the first DMs on the top of my Instagram was this medium. And such a crazy story. She said that, hey, like if you see this, and I know you're not on social media right now, Francesco keeps coming to me. He told me that you made a promise to him that, you know, when he gets to the other side, you guys are gonna find a way to talk to each other again. And he wants me to make sure that I help him keep that promise.
I think honestly, what I do remember is it was something specifically like, oh, like Francesco said to comment this under a picture because if I DM'd it to you, you wouldn't see it. And I just remember you being like that, like it was just something that really made a lot of sense.
Also in the DM, when she said, like, hey, like, he promised you a promise, he wants to keep it. She also said that he kept giving me a system. So, supposedly, the way that she explained it to me was he comes to her, and she, and mind you, she does this kind of for a living. Like, she's a medium, so she usually calls out for these people.
No, supposedly she's done it before,
And she
but
has a
it's not
gift.
what she does, you
All
know?
right.
It's a side gig
So, she
of
tells
sorts.
me that if she does do it for people, you know, obviously she's calling out for them because she's, you know, getting paid to do this. And she has this gift. But for me, he's just knocking on her door pretty much. Like the way she explained it to me, like Francesco supposedly like came to her and just kept saying, like, look, you don't know me. We never met. My name is Francesco. I have a girlfriend. You know, he kind of supposedly explained her the whole story of like what he promised, the
And he's
conversations that we
supposedly
had.
like kicking you out of bed, supposedly kicking her out of bed,
Kicking her around a bed.
like she couldn't sleep through the night.
And
Like
she
that's
kept saying, like, hey,
apparently.
like, I don't know you. You know, I don't know who your girlfriend is. I don't feel comfortable just going to her and saying, you know, while she's grieving, like, hey, like, your boyfriend, she's gonna think I'm nuts.
I
So,
mean, do you?
I thought she was nuts.
It sounds kind of nuts.
It's talking
about the story right now. I mean,
no, you guys, it's insane. First of all, like, how do you know that we specifically made that promise? Now, here's my counter argument. Technically, that's a pretty common promise that two people would make, potentially, let's just say, maybe, that's right?
Pretty common, yeah.
So I'm thinking, I'm already ahead of the game. I'm thinking about all the pros and cons of this. But here's where it got weird. Back to DM, the original DM, when she said, here's the promise, he wants to keep it. Then she said, he keeps coming to me and he gave me a system. He made me comment on one of your old videos on a reel, because you don't get that many comments on reels, something like that. Mm. And like, he knows that if I DM you, you won't see it, but you need to see, I need a comment on your post. You'll see that. And I have to write, just make sure you check your DM and whatever.
Sounds complex, honestly.
It was just mad complex.
It was pretty complex. And, you know, I mean, listen, I think we've had a few conversations about this. Like, the thing that everybody always says, or at least my family says, is like a medium can't be real if like they ask you to pay. Like that's facts. What I've always, you know, heard. I mean, it makes sense. I mean, whatever. I get the people that are like, oh, this is like my livelihood.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the end of the day, it might just be fake. So,
yeah.
But like, that was the thing about this as well. Like, she was like, hey, like, I'm just going to do this for you guys.
For free.
And, you know, I think that there's like a lot of good in it, because in one way, like, whether it's true or not, like, I'm sure it brings, you know, it's bringing all of us like a certain comfort, sense of comfort, yeah. And just like, you know, just but believing wait, he's still wait. Here.
We got to get into the juice. So I see this DM and I'm kind of just like, it was just weird, because it was like the first thing that I saw, like, kind of logging into Instagram. So I'm just like, I'm obviously distraught. And if somebody's telling me that they know a promise that we made, I can't help myself, but I got to answer. So I answer it and I'm like, what do you want from me? You know, like, who are you? Please don't mess with my heart. Like, I'm already so distraught. Like, if you're going to sit here and pretend that you're talking to Francesco. It was pretty
early on.
It was very early on. I mean, he passed in March. This was in June. So like, what, 2 months later? Yeah. April, May, June, 3 months.
I mean, if it's like, if this is like a joke or something, like, it's a please. Little fucking, it's not the right time.
Yeah.
You know, like,
so she proceeds to say, look, like, you don't need to believe me, but at the very least, I just need to tell you what he wants you to know, because he's torturing me if I don't. Like, he keeps saying, please DM her, DM her, DM her. She's going to see it. I promise you, DM her. Tell her I made this promise. Like, she's going to know about the promise. She's going to know it's me. Like, she's going to believe you if you just say the promise. Like, so she starts writing out a whole bunch of stuff, and she's like, I'm going to just keep this quick and short, because I don't even know if you're going to read this or not, but this is what he wants you to know. And she starts by saying, like, you know, he misses picking you up all hours of the night, like back in the day when you would go with your friends in those late night drives, and making you soup when you got home. And, you know, he wants his brother to know, like, keep selling Pokemon cards and keep doing your thing. And he's so proud of you and he loves you. And like, but things just started getting, like, real detailed.
It was, like, all stuff that was, like, very accurate. But, again, that, like, you know, look, here's the thing. Here's where, like, the situation is different for you. Is like, most mediums, it's like, how are they going to gather information? For you, it's like, oh, like, your whole life is out there. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, it's like, it was all stuff that was accurate. But it was all stuff that was, like, easy to find. Like, information correct. That, like, is not, like, it was, nothing was, like, impossible,
right?
You know, like, I think to this day still, like, we're waiting for the thing that's like impossible,
right?
You know, like,
right, well, there's a couple little things. So how do we even go from this conversation? So this DM, I obviously, like, I'm reading it and I'm kind of like getting goosebumps, because I'm like, you know, again, the promise thing got me. So I start bringing it to the boys. I bring it to Fabrizio, the brother, and I'm like, I sit down with all of them. I'm like, we need to talk, we need to talk about what DMs I'm getting here. Like, what do you guys think? And I start reading them all the messages, and like, shit was just like, everybody at first was like, yo, this is crazy.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember the first time that you spoke to her, and the time you brought it to us, and like, what were like, do you remember like, when were some of the first things that she said that was like,
so not only do I go to the boys, but I also go to Francesco's parents. I'm like, yo, you guys sit down. I got some tea. Like, I don't know what this is about. So his mom's like, let's call her and like, let's see if she's ballsy enough to do this. Like,
oh,
face
yeah.
to face.
I don't think anybody really bought it until it was like, all right, let's see what this person looks like.
Correct. Because, you know? I said to her, I'm like, send me a picture of you. Yeah. I don't believe you're a real person. Like, maybe this is one of my friends just, like, thinking that this is going to make me feel better, yeah, but it's not. Remember, I was, like, bugging out. She sends me a picture of her, and I'm like, okay, like, she looks, you know, like a normal person, you know? So I'm like, okay. So I get, the next morning, I set up a call with her. Mind you, she's not paying. She's not charging nothing. So that's already kind of like a green flag, I guess. So I sit down with his mom and his aunt, and me, his mom and aunt do this three-person call. So she starts just like, first of all, I didn't even tell her that I was with his mom or aunt. She knew. She knew exactly who I was in the room with. She's like, oh, you're with his mother right now. He wants her to know this. Like, obviously, I don't remember, like, all the specifics. Oh, yeah,
like, whoever we were with. I remember.
She knew exactly. Like, we... Yeah. How would you know who I'm sitting next to?
It wasn't by, like, name, which... It
was. Letters.
If it was initial. By name, that would have been pretty crazy. But it was by initial, which is still...
Like, you're with his mother, insane. R. You know, yeah, Rosa.
And with M, you know what I mean? Right. But... I don't know. I just... I'm trying to remember what was the one of the things that...
It was me and you insulting because I didn't call her again in front of you guys because I came back to you. Rewarded him. Because his mom, after that phone call, she... Okay, the medium was like, listen, like, you're with his aunt right now. You're with his mom. For his aunt, he wants you to know that. He misses... He's always going to miss you giving him, like, that fire haircut because she's a hair stylist. And, like, he misses sitting in the chair and, like, holding your little white dog and, like...
Yes, the little white dog.
Little white dog and your all-white kitchen. Yeah, and, like,
and it was starting to be like, hold on a second.
Shit was getting specific.
How does she know this stuff? Yeah. You know, listen, again, like, even when it was, I remember when we were sitting there and it's like, we were like, oh, but, you know, we're like two of your close friends. But, like, not really, like, at the right. time. And yeah. Like, there was a lot of other friends that Francesco has. Obviously, it could have been his brother. It could have been a lot of people that
were
with.
Sitting next to me.
Yeah, and she, like, specifically knew. So that, you know, a lot of stuff was happening.
Ooh, she also knew that I have, like, a whole new group of friends that, like, Francesco loved for me. And she was laying it out for me. He's like, you better not go back to so-and-so. Supposedly, like, through the medium. Like, he's telling me right now, don't go back to this person because they did this to you in the past, and please don't forget it. Always stay true to yourself. Stay, keep the course. Keep everything I taught you. How the hell?
And he was pretty cutthroat like that. Like,
listen, I don't like this person.
Cut it.
Cut it out.
So, like, it was like, it sounded like it was something he could say, too, you know? So, there's been a lot of different, like, weird situations and encounters and... You know, whatever it may be. And it's just, like, brings up the question, like, A, uh-huh. can it even be real? You know, like, and then B, you know, like, if it is real, there has to be some people who are doing it, for fake, right? Like, I mean.
Absolutely. And I think that's what makes the real ones struggle, I guess, to be, you know, believed.
But again, is this possible? Real ones. Is there a real ones?
I don't know.
So it's like. Because if you really break it down, right? Like, you think about it, you kind of think about, like, somebody, like, dies, and you, like, your soul leaves your body, you leave this earth, like, you know, whatever your belief is on, like, afterlife or stuff like that. Like, me personally, I just don't think that, I think you're just here or there. You know, like, if you're there, like, I'll talk to you when I get there. You know what I mean? Like, I don't.
Well, here's the problem. There's so many things that, like, she said to me. Like, for example, there's this bear in Francesco's room that has a letter B. The bear holds the letter B. He wants you to take it, and he wants you to keep it with you. Like, he wants you to have it. So, like, you know, I'm like, oh, my God, like, how does she know that he has this letter B bear? I knew exactly what bear... she was talking about. So I start scrolling through my TikToks, and in one of the TikToks, you see the bear very clear in his room.
And there was quite a few situations like this.
It's me and Francesco filmed everywhere.
So this is that's the thing that really makes it the hardest, I think, to understand for you, because I think most people, if there's not money involved, there's, like, no incentive to do it for
that's
fake.
That's the thing. Like, why would you? You're not getting paid. Why would you do it? Is there someone out there that's so sick that would, for fun, like, play with my heart? Play with his family's heart? Because everybody's, like, talking to her on board. I remember there was this one day we did a family call. Like, all Francesco's uncles, aunts, cousins, friends, parents.
Yeah, how could you, like, do that in front of all these
people,
you know?
She did this in front of, like, a party of 15 people. And, like, you have the... You would really be able, like...
Like that takes some people out that takes there, some though. That takes some I mean, guts. That's that the takes truth. Some guts. Look, at the end of the day, like I always just think, and I tell you, we'll never really know because we like really want to believe it, you know? As crazy as it sounds, as much as somebody could hear this conversation, somebody could be watching this and be like, you guys are like mentally insane.
Oh, you know? 100%. Like, I don't blame anyone for thinking that.
But as much as that's the case, it's like, you know, when you really sit there and you put everything into perspective and you break it down, you're spending time talking to this person and you start to question this person's motives, and like it goes on for like a year now, you know, in and out, talking to them here and there, you know, it definitely starts to be like this could be possible, you know.
But for sure.
I think that the big problem is, which is the point that you got to, is where, like, this is great, and I even said at first, I said, like, this is a great thing, it brings everybody comfort, but, like, when you're, like, well, basically, you started off that you were really kind of, and we all were, kind of trying to figure out and pick out the little things, like, this is wrong, is this wrong, is that wrong, is this wrong, you know?
Like, what she was saying?
Yeah, what she was saying, stuff that didn't add up, or stuff that just was, like, maybe too repetitive, because a lot of this stuff was, like, repetitive. Like, how many times did we hear, oh, like, you know, like, we just keep seeing you and him at the top. It's like,
he's so proud
of
you.
Honestly, that sounds great and beautiful, but, like, I could, you know, anybody
could tell
say
me
that
right now.
You know? So it's
Francesco's proud of you.
It's just to say, it's not, you know, that's the thing. Francesco's proud of you. A million times Francesco's proud of you. Well, you know, I it sounds great to hear, but like, at a point, like, give me something that it's like, I'm gonna confirm this. And the point that you got to was that it's like,
it was like,
you needed to call, kind of like either needed to call or text her every day, needed to try and figure out. So such this back and forth of like, is it true? Is it not true? And it's like,
and not even that.
You did start to rely on it.
Well, I was gonna say, and then it became to a point where I owned believing it, and then that was becoming unhealthy because. That was what was helping me, quote unquote, heal, thinking that I have this vessel to speak to him.
But it's not even really healing at that point. You know what
I mean? Exactly.
It's like you're just
might be living off of something that's not real.
Yeah. You might be, and even if it is real, like at the end of the day, like the thing that sucks is like, it's never gonna be. He's like, even if we can talk to him through a person, like we can never really be with him in the same room. We can never talk to him again. Like it's like. The life that you have to move forward and have, it's not really like supporting that.
Yeah,
you know, it's not really
true.
Like pushing you in that direction.
Yeah, because now you're like, oh, well, I can talk to him now while he's gone, so I'll just keep this forever. And it's like, that's not healthy. Like asking advice, like, oh, can you ask Francesco, like, does he think that I should do this today or that today? Like,
should I eat chicken or steak today?
Like, yeah, like,
come on, like, you're having your whole
obviously
life.
Obviously, the questions were deeper than
that. Yeah, but I'm you get what I'm saying. You're having your whole life, like, you're making decisions based off of what somebody is telling you that somebody else is telling
exactly.
them.
Exactly.
And it's like.
But then there is this one thing that, like, really put me closer to believing her. And I know you're going to remember this. So I told you guys a million times about the morning that I was getting ready about a. Do my hair, go downstairs to pick out my outfit, and the straightener that I turned on was turned off. So when I went upstairs and I saw that it was turned off, I like low-key immediately knew it was him, because I feel like when you get a sign, like, you just know, like, you feel it. You just like feel that energy.
That's what I'm saying. You have moments where you kind of feel like, you know, all right, this is a little bit weird, and for some reason I feel like it's him. Like, you know, like,
but wait. So I text her right after that happens, when my straightener was turned off. And I said, hey, this is a really random text. I just was wondering if he can show you anything that he might have just done in my house today. She responds back and she goes, oh, like turning your straightener off so your house doesn't burn down? He's laughing right now. What the
I will add in.
What?
It did take a little bit of touch and go to get there.
True.
And this is where I continue to go back to it. And, you know, other people have said as well, like, you know, people that do this stuff are very smart. And again, with all of the examples that you come up with, can you name me one that we're here, like, without a doubt, 100%, there's no way she could have known this?
Because, like, technically, like, I feel like mediums know what are some common things that can happen, right?
You also did say, like,
the bathroom.
In the bathroom. You know?
Yeah.
And like I said, there's a lot of things that can happen in a bathroom, like crazy stuff, you know, but like, I don't know, I just feel like that was...
It was her first guess. I did. True. I said that, can you tell me what happened in the bathroom? And her first thing was like, you know, again, the straightener so you don't burn your house down. Like, she could have said, what, you left the sink running and it overflowed? Oh, what, your, you know, your toilet? I don't know. Like, I don't know. It was just weird. Like, I didn't bring up I was getting ready or anything like that. But you're right. I mean, look, this is, again, common shit. They know better than us, I guess. I don't know. I'm so drained of trying to figure it out.
I haven't had many, many experiences with, like, mediums. I will say this one is probably the
closest
I would ever say to, like, of like it actually really being real.
Correct. Especially like, that she's not charging.
True. And like you said, you had that other phone call with the random medium that you paid.
She also
how did that one go? Let's talk about that one for a second.
We did another call.
Different medium.
We should talk about why we did that other call, but we'll get to it because remember she messed up this medium. But so we did another call with another medium because me and his mom were like, let's try to switch it up and see if like new things. Because after a while, you're talking to somebody like every other day, it's getting like repetitive. Okay, he's so proud of us. You got anything else? Like,
true. It was always the same stuff.
So whatever. We call somebody else. We get a number and we get on the phone with this lady. Oh my God. She thought that he lost his life to a drug overdose. She thought, like...
And that's what I'm saying. Like,
what the fuck?
It's like these things of, like, oh, young person died. You know, it's weird, but, like, I feel like these people have, like, categories, and they're like, all right, car accident, overdose, like, must be, like... He would... Because his situation was such a particular one, it's not just one you can, like, bullshit.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, like, you gotta... You know,
So, yeah.
Again, another thing about this medium, the original first medium... That we
the one that does it for free.
Let's call her B, right? B. Medium B. She hits you up on Instagram, and you are kind of like a little bit like you have a nice following on Instagram.
Correct.
So, you know, there's a good chance that it's like somebody who's just like following you on Instagram
a fan
and is like,
maybe?
I don't know, or you know, like just somebody that's like, hey, I want to talk to this person. But again, like. That's crazy. That's like actually crazy. So I think that what we're
grabs
really
the
kind
mic.
Of,
that's crazy.
I think what we're really kind of concluding here is just that like it's one of those things like we're never gonna I tell you all the time. We're never gonna have an answer on this. We're never gonna have an answer.
Never gonna know.
And you know, I even say like maybe one day, like, you know, when we die one day, because we ultimately all will, and we get to heaven or hell or whatever is the thing, or if there is anything, you know, like if I remember to ask, like, I'll be like, hey, like, you know, like, is mediums like a real, like were you talking through medium B? Like, is it real? You know?
You've been dying to ask him that since.
No, yeah, like, I want to,
Miracle's
honestly,
always like, I just want to call Francesco.
I just
like, want to,
I just want to look him in the face. I just want to be like, bro, you couldn't just come in a dream. You know what I mean? Like, I hallucination. Like, this lady...
That we never met before.
This random lady on Skype that's calling. It's like, and it's like, I just know. I just know. He just wants me to talk to you. Like, why? You know, if it is true, I want to know why. Yeah. You know, it's just like, make it make sense. You could have made it a little bit more simple. You know what I mean? Had to make it go complicated. Had to make me question it. You know?
We can't call him. We can't ask him. Hey, are you talking to this lady? Medium B? We're never gonna know. So what do we do about this? What does anybody do about a medium that they're torn about? Do we just not go to mediums? Like, how do we?
Really, that is the question. What do you do if you're in a situation which unfortunately all of us will at some time be in, where you lose somebody, you want to talk to them, and if you do, because I guess not everybody's gonna have, you know, the crazy social media following that you're gonna have and get these DMs. So. For the random person, like, should you approach a medium? Like, should you talk to these people? I just think that at the end of the day, whatever brings you comfort, if it makes you a little bit happy in the moment, as long as you don't become reliant on it, again, like I said before, if you're not reliant, if it's like, I need to talk to this person every day to be sane, that's not okay.
But if it's bringing us comfort and it's not even real, is that the best way to, like...
Maybe not.
I don't know.
Get maybe comfort. Not. Maybe not. Again, like I said in the beginning, I thought, oh, this is cute. Like, you know, you get comfort out of it. Like, if it's real or not, like, it's not really a being concerned. And then it's like, oh, like, this can be a problem. Yeah. This can be a problem if you really are just too wrapped up into it.
Yeah.
And ultimately, look, the thing that really made us realize that was that one time, like out of all the times that there were situations, and we used to check all the time with Medium B. We used to check, oh, like, did I post this on Instagram? Oh, yeah, did I put this in a story? Yeah. I think the one time that we were at the 18th Avenue Feast, and it's like, I see he's showing me flashing lights and that you're at something, and
everybody posted on their Instagram.
Yeah, like, you know, we were with people that posted the flashing lights that you see at the feast.
Yeah. She was so... It was weird because, like, the things that, like, she would say that, like, he's saying, it's, like, ironically on, like, one of my friends' Instagram stories. Because, again, I wasn't on social media for all of this, right? So I would have to ask my friends, like, hey, what did you guys post on Instagram today? So I can, like, compare if this information's matching this. And it kind of did.
If it makes sense. And yeah. Oh, but, you know, I have this, you know, on my Instagram.
And then also, you know, she brought up something about, like, how my mom... And this is true. My mom in the basement, in the refrigerator, has Francesco's water bottle to this day. She won't throw it out. And he used to write his name on his water bottles because it was like a specific kind of water that he would drink. And he just loved it, whatever. So she kept it because it has his handwriting on it and stuff. And the medium was like, oh, like, tell your mom that he loves that she kept the water bottle.
That's another one that's pretty crazy.
What the
you
know? Hell?
That's what I'm saying. If you bring this to the average person, you're like, oh, the cat. But that's a different type of topic. But just... You know, it's just to say all these sorts of things that happen that have, like, no explanation. It's like if I talk to you and I'm like, yeah, somebody's coming up to me and they're telling me this, this, and that. I don't know how they could know it. It's like, you know, like, I think, like, on this topic, there's a lot of people who they either think you're crazy. How could you believe that? Somebody's dead. End of story.
Correct.
Or they're like... Well, you know, I had, and it's always people who had an experience. You know, I spoke to this person about my mother, grandmother, and, you know, that makes you also think, are these people believing it because they want to believe it as well?
Like, do
you,
like,
does it seem real because you want to believe it so bad? Yeah. Like, I don't know. There was one day in particular that I remember that it was my birthday.
Okay.
And we were all together at the house, at Francesco's house. And the medium basically texted. Well, basically, one of my friends posted Francesco, and said something.
Another Francesco
posted, "Happy birthday, Fra," which in Italian, Fra means like bro. Like, you know, Fratello. So it's like, happy birthday, bro.
Brother.
And so I reposted it on my Instagram.
Yeah.
And then when I reposted it, it kind of looked like I made the post. It looked like I was wishing him a happy birthday because
it said Fra.
It said Fra, and his name is Francesco. So it looked that way if you don't speak Italian. And, you know, there was a medium call, and she was like, yeah, like, he wants to say happy birthday to Francesco. It's like, oh, well, that's interesting because it's not Francesco's birthday. It's Mirko's birthday. And I just remember, like, I never really think that I ever came back from feeling that way.
But you see, this is the thing that me and Miracle talk about all the time. It's like, okay, let's go back to now the water bottle that's in my basement. How does she know this? But then it's obvious that she's lying in the mix. So it's like, if somebody's telling the truth, would they have to lie in between the truth?
Do you lie? Do you tell a lie to make your truth more of a truth? Like...
Do you?
What? It just doesn't...
Or do you just stay telling the truth?
If you tell the truth, you tell the truth. You're not a liar. If you're a liar, you're a liar. Like, that's... If it's a lie, it's all lies.
We're never going to know about her.
It's a very confusing situation.
Medium B.
So, the long story short with all of this, I guess, my take is, honestly, you're never going to really know. Do whatever makes you feel the most comfortable in the moment.
Yeah, don't rely.
But just don't, like, go into it. Don't be like, I need this. Don't be like, if this person, if I don't speak to the medium today, I don't feel good. And definitely, I don't think, look at it as like, this medium is this person that I lost. Like, they're not. They're not ever going to be, even if there is some weird way that they're able to communicate with them, you know, we're never going to know. And take everything with just a grain of salt. Like, there's a lot of crazy, weird people out there. People that are, like, charging money to do this sort of stuff. So,
I'm just glad that she's always been free. We probably talked to her, like, what? I mean, once a week? Which is so not healthy. But some people in our you know, life here on this end, you know, find comfort in it. So
yeah, some people find comfort, some people absolutely hate it. Everybody's torn on it. I wish we could find like a nice middle point where it's like, all right, like I see why you're doing that, and how there's maybe how you could do it better, instead of just being like,
yeah,
no, that's stupid. But
there's just so much things that have happened that like half of it is just like, how would she notice? And the other half again is like, this is on social media, or that mistake that she made about his birthday. So we're never going to know. I've come a really long way with trying not to rely on it and just heal within, obviously, you know, not from outside sources. So if you're out there and you want to talk to a medium, I say definitely do your research. I don't want to discourage you to try, because I know there has to be, I don't know, someone out there that really could do
just
this.
Just don't pay. Don't pay for it. You know, like if you're going to get lied to make your feelings, to make yourself feel better, potentially lied to make yourself feel better, at least do it for free.
Yeah.
That's, I guess, my advice on this.
And I think that, like, honestly, like, why do mediums even charge? Like, you have this gift and you could do something that we can't. And it's like, I don't know, like, does God give these kind of gifts and then you make a run of business?
Look,
the
make money thing is just hilarious to me. It's like, yes, like, Francesco wants to talk to you,
you
for the low price of $99.99. Like, what are you talking about? Like,
bro, and some of these mediums are like $500 for an hour, for a half hour.
Listen,
what are you doing?
They're making come ups. They follow the script. He loves you. He's proud of you. He's always around you. That'll be $99.
Medium A. Medium B is the one we've been talking to the whole time that was free, that we're still in touch with. But the other medium that was thinking that he did a drug overdose was like our therapist. We paid an hour of our time to hear what Francesco has to say. And half the time she was like, I can't imagine being you, and you just got to hang in there. I didn't pay an hour for you to be my therapist. I already paid other therapists.
She had to make up the time. She had to make up that. How are we going to get to an hour?
Literally. She was half a therapist and then half got everything wrong. What's going on? It's unfair. Like, no, like, there's something to be said about these mediums, because, again, like I said, there has to be, I'm sure, some out there that, you know, really can do this, but some of them are, like, really out here, like, breaking hearts.
Debatable.
I know. Breaking hearts. Like,
debatable.
I don't know. Hopefully this gets out to someone that maybe is pretending to be a medium when they're not, perhaps. Like, that's not right.
But look, if you're looking for a medium, if there are real ones, I just hope everybody that looks for one finds a real one. That's all I could say.
That's it. And you know what I mean? You do it for free.
Don't get schemed by an Instagram medium that swears that they're telling you all this information, that they know this stuff. Listen, once they start sending you the Cash App or the Zelle, just cut it. Cut it. That's it. On to the next one.
Agree.
That's it. You just need somebody more to talk to. Have that conversation. Don't rely on it. And just, honestly, look, grief is a really crazy thing.
It is.
And here we are debating if medium is real or not.
It's like, that's the thing. Like, mediums know that, like, you're going through, like, the hardest time. You're the most vulnerable that you'll ever be in your life. And it's like, that's the best time to trick somebody, you know?
Mm. Yeah, it's kind of messed up. So, look, at the end of the day, mediums, either they're real and supernatural way to talk to a dead person, great, or they're fake and there's some messed up people in this world.